Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Let us not grow weary, staying anchored while you build what lasts. Have you ever scrolled on your phone and you're just like, oh my gosh, wow, I just lost 47 minutes of my life and I couldn't even tell you on what? I've done it. I've done it way too often. And it seems that we just live in this world that teaches us that we have to chase moments, chase getting the most attention and the most followers, the most likes, and the most highlighted reels. But you know, legacy isn't built on those moments. Your legacy is actually built on patterns. And let me just explain for a second what I mean by these patterns. You see, a moment is emotional, and a pattern is intentional. A moment says, yeah, that felt fine, that felt good. But a pattern says, that's who I'm becoming. And we must pay attention to that. Who are we becoming? Because we don't build legacy on a viral post. That would be great. But we don't build legacy on a viral post. We build it on how to you respond when no one is watching. How do you respond when no one is watching? I guess that's kind of the definition of integrity as well, isn't it? Patterns are formed in how you talk to yourself when you fail. Because let's face it, we're all going to fail at one point or another. How you show up when you're just exhausted. How do you treat people when they cannot benefit you? They can't pay you back. How do you treat them in those situations? Do you only treat people well that you can take from? Any one of us can have a good moment. But legacy is built by people who create good patterns. And patterns take discipline. Discipline is a word that we don't typically like. Not dramatic discipline, but daily discipline. It takes daily discipline. Because it's not about what people say about you online. It's what remains in people after you leave the room. What are they saying about you after you leave the room? I want to talk about this idea today, build what outlives you. Legacy, build what outlives you. I didn't say, let's talk about what impresses people today, what kind of applause you're going to get tonight, but what lasts, what is going to outlive you. In Proverbs, there's a scripture, it's chapter 13, 22. It says, a good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. Definitely something that outlives you. A good person leaves an inheritance for their children's children. It does not say, notice that it does not say, oh, a famous person, a great influencer or a rich person. And it definitely doesn't say a perfect person. It says a good person. Because legacy is not about being over-exaggerative. It is not about being impressive. It's about being intentional. And an inheritance isn't just about money. I think most of us, when we hear that word, there's something in our brain that automatically goes to money. Leave an inheritance, leave some money. But I think inheritance is much deeper than that. Because we have to come out of ourselves for a minute, right? It's how do you handle pressure? And like I already asked, how do you treat people? How do you speak when you're upset? How do you recover when you fail? Because we're all going to fail from time to time. Such is life. You're already leaving something behind. Doesn't matter if you own a business, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you are already going to leave something behind. The only question is, what? That's really profound. If you stop and think about that question, it's pretty in profound insight. Just think about it. You're already going to leave something behind. Only question is, what? You're going to leave something behind. There's no escaping that. And here's something that might be uncomfortable to you. Somebody is always watching you. I don't mean the creepy kind with binoculars looking through your window, but somebody is always watching us. Maybe it's your children, a student, a younger sibling, a friend, a teammate, a coworker, someone at church. And they are always learning from you. They're either learning what to do or what not to do. I have been a people watcher my whole life. And I know that I watch people sometime and go, oh, that's cool. Oh, I learned so much. Or, I'm going to try that. But I've also watched people, had people in my own life. Where I thought, I'm not going to do that. So we either learn what to do or what not to do through other people. So you don't actually get to choose whether you leave a legacy. You choose what kind, because we're all going to leave something behind. You only get to choose what kind. Now, let me just clear a little something up. What legacy is not? It's not about having it all figured out by the age of 25. And I say, thank you, Lord, for that. I don't even know if I have it all figured out now. Legacy is not about being mistake-free. And it's definitely not being the loudest or most confident person in the room. Some of the most impactful people that I know have struggled with anxiety and depression and their own self-worth, their confidence. They've had messed up relationships. They've doubted themselves. And I have some people in my circle that I know have failed publicly. Not just they failed, where people aren't watching behind the scenes in their business that people don't know about. They failed publicly. And yet they chose to build something deeper than that current situation. Because legacy is not about perfection. It's about the pattern, as I mentioned. It's about the direction you're going in. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. I love that. Let us not grow weary. What does this mean, weary? Because I know. Some of you are tired. I get tired. Tired of trying, tired of showing up, tired of always being the responsible one. How about being tired of doing the right thing when it seems like everybody else is ahead of you and you notice that a lot of them cut corners? But harvest never, ever comes immediately after the planting. So if you're tired, remember that. There is always a middle season. And in that middle season, it sometimes feels like we are invisible. It feels like the work we've put in, it just doesn't matter. It feels like loneliness sometimes. But there is always a middle season. And the harvest comes after the planting. It feels like studying when no one sees you, working hard and diligently and with integrity when there's no praises. That's a hard one. It's healing ourselves when no one's applauding us. Oh, good job, good work. No. It looks like praying when God hasn't answered yet, not giving up. If you know anything about the harvest, if you know anything about planting, Roots grow in hidden places. Roots grow under the surface. And what grows deep grows durable. What grows deep grows durable. If you quit in the unseen season, you're never going to see the harvest season. Wow. There's so many times I felt like giving up in the middle of the season, but I knew that if I gave up, I would never get to see the harvest. Because legacy sometimes grows in the boring middle, in the unseen, in the days where nobody sees the work you put in, and we can grow weary. And there's a plethora of reasons why each of us could grow weary. You could grow weary for different things than I do. But it's in the feeling unseen when we've posted so much content. And what does it seem to be getting us when we do live videos? Because we're told that we have to do so many live videos in the showing up. But you feel like nobody notices, nobody cares. Maybe you feel misunderstood in this world. Perhaps it's because you feel like the results are just way too slow. In the verse I just read to you, Paul is writing to believers who were tempted to just quit, to give up, because not because they stopped believing and loving God, no, but because their results were not immediate. They weren't getting what they wanted in the moment. And that's the same for us today. There's no difference in our life, in our business, in every area. We don't see the results immediately, so we just want to give up. We think that we're not good enough. We think that nobody cares. But you see, in that scripture, it also said about doing good. And doing good is costly. It costs us something. It costs your time, the hours that you have to put in to build your business, to build your family. It costs your energy. It costs, you ready for this one? Your pride. Because pride is a killer. When things don't work out as we thought it should, instead of pivoting, we give up, we give in. And legacy does not outlive you if you give up. You don't wake up just one day and boom, bam, suddenly you have legacy. Yahoo, I don't have to do anything anymore. No, you wake up and you choose it. You choose it again and again and again. And it can be tiring. But you do reap harvest if you don't give up at the right time. What does that harvest look like for you? I don't know. It could be exactly what you're striving for, a successful business with more clients than you can handle, more followers than, something that makes you go viral and becoming an influencer if that's your goal. I don't know. But I like to go deeper in things. And a harvest could mean a changed heart. It could be that through all of this process and this work that you've put in, you're changing your spiritual growth, your personal growth, maybe your business, you're learning how to manage that better. The harvest could be what you never expected. You could just stand up one day and go, wow, where did this confidence come from? Where does this self-growth come from? Perhaps that's part of your harvest. It's different for all of us. But I believe it's certainly something that we don't talk enough about. That harvest could be something deeper than how many followers you have. That legacy could be something different than you might have thought at the beginning. Harvest isn't flawless, it's the fruit of your labor. And I believe for this generation today, that's something that they don't really hear enough about. They don't, it's just this whole pretend world, this online social media pretend everything is perfect. But you see, we don't tell the next generation that their voice matters before it's polished, that life matters before it's all put together. See, legacy is built when you speak honestly instead of hiding. It's choosing growth instead of comfort. Pausing, let's take a breath instead of reacting, especially behind a screen. It's keeping the momentum going instead of quitting. And you don't need a platform to have impact. We all want our platform. We're working hard for our individual platforms. Yes, but we don't need that platform to make an impact. What we need, what you need, is presence. What we all need is presence. Some of the most powerful legacy moments. We've heard some of the great stories, right? Some of the most powerful moments is how you talk to it, how you talk to people in your own family, how you show up at work. Are you one of those people say, "Oh, that's not my job," instead of helping out when there's a need? How do you handle disappointment? How do you apologize? Oh my gosh. I didn't even want to put that part in here because, oh, that's one of my most difficult things, and that's pride, but I have a hard time to apologize. But see, that's something that stays in people's mind. And it's something we need to learn to do in order to advance, to build what outlives us. We have to learn these things. That's the stuff people remember. We've all heard, they don't remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And so showing up in those areas, those are patterns for legacy. I talk a lot about mental and emotional resilience, right? Emotional strategies, emotional health. And this connects directly to legacy, in my opinion, because you can't build something that outlives you if you're constantly falling apart inside. And we all fall apart inside. But when we learn mental resilience, emotional resilience, when we take the time to plant that harvest, that's when we can directly start in the patterns of our legacy. Not when we're all falling apart, when we don't know how to handle disappointments, when we don't know how to handle the failures. And I just want to briefly share with you my three anchors that I talk about. I go into businesses, organizations, individuals, and I speak on mental clarity. I speak on emotional containment. I speak on energy regulation. And those are the three anchors. The first one is mental clarity. Learning to notice your thoughts instead of letting them run your life. Notice the thoughts before they come out. Mental clarity. Emotional containment. Feeling the emotions, because it's okay to feel them. We must feel them, but not letting them control you. And number three is the energy regulation, knowing when to rest, to reset, and realign. You must have rest in building your legacy, building your business, building your family, building your own self-worth. Legacy isn't built by burning out, it's built by staying anchored. Handling the storms when they come, like a palm tree, they bend, but they don't break. So let me just break this down a little bit to be a little more practical for you. What mental clarity means. When the thought comes, I'm behind. Ugh, I'm just not good enough. Nobody cares about what I'm doing. Everyone else is ahead of me. I'm watching everybody else succeed, but look at me. Mental clarity is when you pause. And you say, that's a thought. It's not a fact. Because think about it. Everyone is ahead of you. Everyone? You see, we use these words and our subconscious mind grabs a hold of it and says, yep, everyone. But mental clarity is like, no. That's just a thought. It's not a fact. And then we have the number two is the emotional containment. You can feel disappointment fully. But you don't let disappointment drive your decisions. Because when we let disappointment drive our decisions, we quit. We start making mistakes. We don't want to get out of bed. We start having these attitudes and emotions towards other people. Other people are affected by that. And so then we need to get to the third one I mentioned, which is the energy regulation. When you get to the place that you understand when you need a rest, that it's not weakness. Resetting is not quitting, it's pivoting. There isn't a successful business owner out there who hasn't had to pivot multiple times. And energy regulation is also recognizing that boundaries are not selfish. Oh my goodness. Boundaries. But you see, burnout destroys that legacy faster than failure ever will. So these three anchors, we need to put them into our practice daily. Exhaustion makes you react. Anchoring allows you to respond. You stop for a minute and you think. How many of us put our foot in our mouth or we just speak before we think? Anchoring allows us to respond instead of react. It's built in responses, not reactions. And so I have this question for you. If someone followed your patterns for 10 years, I know that's a long time, but if they followed you for 10 years, where would they end up? Think about that. If somebody's following you for 10 years, where would they end up? Because legacy is transferable. I'm not just talking about passing on your business, your family business, or legacy is transferable. People don't just hear what you say, they absorb how you live it. But there's good news. There's good news. You don't have to change everything immediately. You just have to choose one thing. One thing. Some of the strongest legacies in history were built quietly in their kitchens, in the classrooms, in conversations, their basement, their garage. Some of the best bands I know started in their garage. In prayers, no one heard. See, the world confuses visibility with value, but heaven doesn't measure visibility. Visibility, excuse me, it measures faithfulness. So here's my challenge to you before we end here. Before this week is over, I know this somewhere, wherever you're going to be reading this, seeing this, hearing this, maybe your week's at the end already. So by the end of the coming week, choose one thing that you would like to build that outlives you. Don't wait until you're ready because we're never going to be fully ready. Don't wait until you're confident. We're never going to be fully confident. Start small. Stay anchored. Stay consistent. Build what outlives you. Do not grow weary. Start with one habit that might need to change, one thought, renewing your mind, one response, respond instead of react. But let's not stop there. What if you start with one boundary? And that's a hard one for us, especially servant leaders. Start with one boundary, a brave conversation that you know you have to have, but you just haven't. One decision to regulate instead of react. You don't need to be louder. You don't need to be perfect. And you definitely don't need to be someone else. You just need to be present, you need to be honest, and you need to be willing. There was a season in my life where I thought legacy meant leaving a bank full of money to my family. And of course, that's going to be great, but I thought it meant proving something. But I learned that legacy is not just that. It's not just about proving something, it's about planting something. Legacy is about planting, and planting often feels slow. But slow growth is strong growth. Being a good example to my children, plowing the field so it's easier for them to forge through life, that's a legacy. It's not all about being remembered, it's about leaving people stronger than you found them. It's about leaving people stronger than you found them. Let us not grow weary. I am Kimberly Wardell of Developing Inner Excellence and Voices of Impact. And I don't just believe in inspiration, I believe in. But it's not broken.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.